Amen, amen. How many of you glad to know that in this room, no matter what you've been through, or let's just be real honest, honestly, or what you've been involved in, there's a Jesus that wants to be with you. I want you to let that sink in. There's a Jesus that will walk with you, and that changes everything. There's a Jesus that will forgive you, and that does what? That changes everything. How many of y'all need everything changed? I mean, you don't need a partial makeover. You need a total remake. I mean, like one of those home shows. They got to come in and take everything out and put everything in new. That's what we're dealing with today. Peacock, I'm glad to know Jesus saved you. Amen. I did some calculation. Now, I checked with Elizabeth first so it'd be accurate. You realize if everybody set that goal and held it and said, you know what, with my life, with my walk of God, in the way that I'm going to engage with Jesus Christ in my lifetime, just think about this. If you decided, I want to see 100 people come to know Jesus Christ, and I want to be a part of 100 people's baptisms, Harold, guess what? We'd see over 500,000 people connected to Jesus Christ through this church alone in our lifespan. So I think y'all ought to make that goal. You ought to wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I want somebody to know God by the way that I live. How many of y'all that could begin to be the heartbeat of your life? And it's by the way that, Raj, I said, by the way you what? Live. Not the way you talk, the way you live. How many of y'all glad to know that Jesus Christ is a reality? It's not, we're not in here making something up. We're not in here telling you something that won't affect your life. It's a reality. It's a reality. I got a great sister in the Lord in here. Her name's Barbara. And Barbara yesterday lost her husband. I called Barbara. Barbara, I remember the day that Barbara's whole family walked up to this altar. And they received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Barbara, I didn't know and you didn't know that yesterday would come. We didn't know that. But guess what? I'm telling you the truth. Some of you go, man, I can't believe you talking like this. You better believe I'm talking like this. If you want to go to the feel-good church, then that's on down the road. They'll give you a gospel that halfway gets you there. And you don't want to halfway get to heaven because that's a lot of hell. You know what? Barbara and her mom and Durham, everybody got baptized today. You remember? I remember it. Barbara, I remember. I didn't have gray in my goatee then. It's like yesterday. And guess what? Darryl went home yesterday morning. We didn't know what he was going to do, but boy, I'm glad 8 years ago. 8 years ago, he gave his life to Jesus Christ, and he is secure in heaven today. Now, let me get it down that real. It's got to get that real to you. Some of y'all going, why are you getting like this? Because I want you to leave with Jesus. Is that fair enough? Let me ask you a question. Would I be a loving pastor if I didn't tell you the truth? Because you know what some people want in a pastor? Here's what they want. I want to tell you what they want in church. They want to come to church and hear that what they've done is okay. Now, that's a con job. And guess what? People will pay big money to hear that. The only problem with that is you'll end up where? Hell. Tell them, Mama, tell you where will you end up if you listen to all that foolishness, huh? Hell. Now, I want to tell you something you ought to do. How many of y'all already know that you ought to walk with God? And that's a big deal. Just look at your neighbor and say, this is a big deal. Tell them, it's a big deal. Come on, tell them it's a big deal. Come on, it's a big deal. Come on, wake up. It's what? It's a big deal. Now, here's what I want you to know. Watch this. How many of y'all are always going for the grandiose things in life? You know, just, it's got, this is America. If it's bigger, it's better. That ain't always true. Amen? How many of y'all think, yes, if I just get some more of it, then it'll finally be all right. That's why we're such addicts. You know, if one beer works, 37 ought to really work, right? You know, whatever it is. If one steak's good, you know, if 16 ounces is good, 32 ounces ought to even be better. That's just the way we're wired. But we got to let God begin to refocus us in some real ways. I'm going to take you to a real simple guy who just did a great thing. And this sermon's not long today. No, it's really not. I know y'all think I'm not telling you the truth, but it's really not. All right, because Richard, you know what I want people to do? Man, sometimes we think we got to do something big for God. And guess what God wants us to do? Just walk with Him. Just walk with Him. Now, I don't know about y'all, but something's happening with me. It may be happening with some of you all. Summer is shorter than it used to be. How many of y'all are discovering that? But you know what I found? Christmas gets here quicker than it used to, too. And guess what else I found? My anniversary gets here a lot quicker than it used to. You know what I'm afraid is happening to me? I am on that cassette tape. Some of y'all remember this. This was a primitive form of communication. Audio communication back in the ancient world of the 80s. Where big mall hair was popular. Y'all remember that area? When everybody, all the ladies had big hair. There were big cars because gas didn't cost $7 a gallon. I'm just helping y'all get used to that when it comes. All right, look at here. So we had this cassette tape. And the cassette tape wasn't like a CD. You couldn't just punch your song up instantly on a track. That was an 8-track tape. And that was, if you remember those, you need to find Jesus soon. And there was this cassette tape, man. And you put the cassette tape in. And when you wanted to hear the front of the tape, you had to push rewind. How many of y'all remember pushing rewind? There you go. How many of y'all remember that? And how many of y'all remember the tape? It started out like this. Vroom, vroom, vroom. But right there before you got to the end, going, so is life. I have found that my cassette tape is moving faster than it used to. But you know what? Oh, Harold Pickard kind of let me know. I better make sure that my life is connected to the most important thing. We're fixing to go back to school on Tuesday. I don't want to depress all you children, but y'all do need to learn how to read and write and do some math. Amen? That's because people like me aren't going to pay for you later on, so you better get a job. We might get in charge one day. We'll cut everything. We got some old-fashioned ideas, like go to work, make a difference. I want our children to hear that. I want our children to hear that. I don't want to hear about people who can't find a job. 25 million Hispanics have found one. I love those people. You know why? They're Americans. They're doing what we used to do, finding a way to make it happen. Education helps us find a way. Now, guess what? I want to thank all you teachers. Coach Hayes, I thank people like you. I honor you, man. Appreciate you raising up next generation. Aren't you glad to be raising up next generation, Coach? Now, as you coach this year, here's what you're doing. You're coaching our Social Security, so keep that in mind. Coach Hayes and I, guess what? We didn't know each other back then, but our children were sitting there in the same baby delivery depository thing up here at the hospital. Junior started going to church here, and he said, look, I got a picture of you. And I said, man, that's when Blake was born. And Blake and Derek were born like 12 hours of each other. And now, we don't look like we did in that picture. Things are moving. When you go to school, we got to move. And I want to just simply talk about Enoch today. I mean, how many of y'all know about Enoch? I mean, it's not like the guy was a hero in the Bible, but he's in the Bible. So, if you ever had this question, how in the world do you get your name in the Bible? I know two simple ways to get your name in the Bible through Enoch. It's amazing. Here's what I'm trying to encourage you all today. Don't be so complex. The simple things in life make a big difference. And I think we're in an era of time where we overlook simplicity and we miss blessing. Yeah, I'll show you something simple. When you're really, really hot, it's been really hot this week, yeah? How many of y'all been hot this week? Guess what will make a difference? Shade. Where does that come from? A tree. And what's a tree doing? Being a tree. See, y'all trying to get too complex. See, just the tree being the tree will let it be a blessing. Hold on. You being in Christ will automatically qualify you to be a blessing. Let me show you how this works. Tell your neighbor, you may be sitting next to a blessing. Tell them that. At least warn them. Go ahead and tell them. You may be sitting next to a blessing. Now, you may not be either, but you may be. If you got in a fight with your spouse this morning, that was a good confession for y'all to have at worship time. How many of y'all have ever fought before you came to church? That's fun. Let me show you how bad a sinner your pastor is. Elizabeth and I have gotten into it, and then I got to go get under the anointing, preach you all the good word of God, and then guess what? After that anointing wears off, I pick up on that fight where we left off. Now, is that doing you any good? Tell me. No. God makes a difference in the way you think and the way you act. And I want to give you three actions before I get to this scripture. Three actions. Okay, we got to go back to school. That's a good thing. Hillview, I want to line you out where we stand. We are a church that supports public education. I support it to the core of my being. Now, I'm all fine with private education, but let me tell you why I'm a proponent of public education. I don't have any fantasies about America. I don't think this is the greatest place on the earth. I think heaven's the greatest place on the earth. But I think that we have some opportunities that I've found some other folks don't get to have. This is one of the few countries that you can have nothing and become something.
Amen.
And if you don't believe that, you think it's a bad place, I want to move you somewhere else for 6 months and then come back and run your complaint list. There are places on this globe, if you don't have it, you're never going to get it. There are places on this globe, they make sure you stay hungry, no matter who tries to help. There's some evil places in the world. Are y'all listening to me? And God wants to bless every place. Here's why I support public education. Everybody gets a shot. Now, I know we need some work in public education, and the best way for us to do that is engage. What do you think? Now, here's the difference. I'm not talking to you. I walk my talk. I love public schools. In Hillview, we love public schools. So guess how we started ministering to public schools? We ran papers off. Ran papers off for teachers. They hand out kids papers. Now, they may do computer tax now, but back then, in the old days, yeah, we went and ran off papers because that's what they needed. We didn't walk in with religious bumper stickers on our forehead that says, Jesus will change this school. We didn't pray around flagpoles because we don't believe flags need to be saved. Had somebody tell me, well, I'm upset about public schools because we can't pray around the flagpole. I said, I've read the Bible and nobody in the Bible prayed around the flagpole. Let me tell you something that really works. We've done all this religious, I call it religious motion. It's religious motion. Richard, you probably know where I stand on all that. It doesn't work. You can put your hands in the air and turn around, but eventually you got to walk with God. You know how you change public schools? Just go in there and walk with God. I'm tired of hearing all this stuff. People say, well, they won't let prayer in school. Oh, baloney. As long as they're giving tests, people will be talking to God. As long as people are dating in high school, there'll be prayers. I prayed in high school. Oh, God, let her go out with me. See, God knew God was there. How many of y'all ever prayed that prayer? Some of you young girls be going, oh. First day of school, what are you going to do the first day of school? Check it out. Y'all know what you be doing. All you seniors in high school be watching those freshmen coming in because you know you ain't never had a date and you know she's young enough to think you cool. I know how it works. Sheriff, I'm telling the truth today. Just the absolute truth. But guess what? We got to go be a people that are going to make a difference. Amen?
Amen?
Now guess what? Some of y'all are thinking you got to do something great to make a difference. I'm going to tell you about Enoch. You know what he did? You ready? He had children and walked with God. Guess what he did? He had children and walked with God. He didn't win the Super Bowl. He didn't build an ark. He didn't fight a giant. He had children and what? How many of y'all think that'll work today? What's this? How much? Come on, dream with me, church. I hear God putting a dream in you. What if we just had our children and walked with God? What would that do to this nation? Y'all get quiet when real change occurs, don't you? Y'all get real silent. Ain't no hype to that, is it? It ain't. It's, oh my God, literally, you could change us. Parents, walk with God. Kids, you're going to school. You have to. We will arrest you if you don't. That's how much we believe in your education. And guess what, church? We want to make sure our kids are encouraged. I want to give you three things that happens when you walk with God. This is what I love about Enoch. Here's what he did. He had children and what? Walked with God. Go with me to your Bibles, Genesis chapter 5. When I find my Bible, you know where I laid it down? Y'all ain't trying to steal my Bible, are you? That's in the commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Borrowing without return. That's a thief too. All right, look here. Go with me to Genesis 5. Y'all been great today already. We could quit right now and God's done something. Amen? How many of y'all are ready to walk with God? Here's the good news I got with you. God's ready to walk with you. Barbara, I just want to give you a word, a loving word. God's walking with you through this, even though it's a tough weekend. Tough weekend. And guess what? All of us are going to have a tough weekend. All of us are going to have moments that we just are surprised have happened to us. Amen? I mean, one day, like my children are going to have kids. That's going to mess me up. Because then I'm going to have to really go, whoo, I'm leaving here for too long. I know. When you become a grandparent, you know what that really is a signal of? Not for long. Things move on. I want you to get this. Don't fear this, because guess what? We're in a walk. We're in a walk. And if you're walking with God, you are making a difference. That's what I want you to embrace today. Everybody's important. Look at old Enoch. Here's Enoch. Genesis chapter 5. And here's what Enoch did. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. So what did Enoch do? Be careful with that one. He what? He had kids. How many of you all have had children? How many of y'all think you might have some? Now, for you that are single, let me help you. After we get married, we have what? Children. I have a solution for single mothers. Get married first and you will not be a single mother. There's a control valve to this situation. Well, the politicians have been telling me that we have a crisis with single mothers. If we followed the Bible, would we have single mothers? No, we wouldn't have single mothers, we'd have widows. Because if we followed the Bible, we'd get married and we'd stay married. How much would that change? If we got married, stayed married, and raised our kids, what would that do to the economy of the United States of America? Pastor Ayers, you mean like take personal responsibility of raising our own children? Enoch, Paul, Enoch, 65 years old, had Methuselah. And he lived for, I don't know how, he doesn't even tell us how many kids he had. I mean, in 300 years, what kind of damage can you do? How would you all like this? Hey, I'm 65, I'm on Social Security. This is my first kid, Methuselah. He's going to live out about 900 of these puppies here, all right? You know? For 365 years, Enoch just walked with God. And here's what I want to tell you. He had kids and he walked with God. This sounds so simple, y'all are going to miss it. Here's what I'm telling you guys. Listen, you parents, I love you, okay? I love you. I'm just giving you some things. Now, don't go get the guilty, some of you. Some of you are going, or are you talking about divorce? Yes, we need to quit doing that. And here's why we need to quit having divorces. It hurts our children. So young ladies, let me tell you what. Here's the way you don't get divorced. Marry the right one out of the shot, out of the gate, okay? Let me give you all a heads up clue. If you don't like them while you're dating them, you will really not like them when you get married. True or false? Marriage itself brings on problems. Just having to listen to each other 24/7 is problematic. But God knew this would be problematic, and He created jobs so we could at least get an 8 to 9 hour break. Let's live life, man. I mean, I'm serious. If we do life together and we stay together, man, there's a blessing in that. I want every one of you to be blessed, okay? And guess what? If you're on your second round of marriage, I want you to stay married on your second round. Amen? If you're on your fifth round, you're probably walking with the marriage problem. How many of y'all seen people who've been married 5 or 6 times? Listen, I'm not being critical of anybody. I'm just being truthful. You know what happens is they're trying to find the perfect spouse. What's the conclusion? Good, there's not one. How many of y'all have come to that? I mean, listen, you will be divorced all the time if you're trying to find somebody that'll please you. Because here's what you haven't understood. Nobody likes you. They don't. I'm telling you, am I not telling you the truth? Watch, a lot of us spend half of our lives complaining about what we don't like. I just want to help y'all out. We don't care. People don't care what I don't like. Y'all don't care what I don't like. Let me help you. I don't care what you don't like. So why don't we tell each other about it all the time? I want to ask you, what do we need to get into that makes a difference? We need to get into that side of living. How do we make a difference? Enoch walked with God. And there's three things you got to do when you walk with God. Look what it says. Enoch lived and walked with who? I think you got to learn to listen. Now, some of y'all are going to hear this in school. I heard this in school a lot. I don't know why, but I heard this in school a lot. They would go, Stephen, listen. How many of y'all had a teacher that had a snap that sounded like a 22 going off in the room? Bam. And I had a teacher, man, she could throw a move. I mean, she could come. She was like a Clint Eastwood third grade teacher. She could be walking like this with her groove, snap her finger, come all the way across the room, and hit me in the forehead with it. And guess what she was always saying? Listen! Because she did not understand. At this time, teachers were not as developed as they are today, Miss Bella. She did not realize that my primary gift was communication. And she thought I was talking in class, but really it was just my giftedness leaking out all the time. And back then in school, we didn't let our giftedness leak out like we do today. She'd throw that finger on you, and guess what? If you didn't listen, guess what they did back then? They had a hearing aid. And they believed your ears were located in your bottom. Mine were. I had some teachers that loved me enough that they spanked me. You know why they spanked me? I needed it. I was honoring. I didn't do what they asked me to do sometime. Any of y'all like that? I threw paper wads in class. I threw paper wads at a teacher one time. That was stupid. They didn't send me to an ABC room. They sent me to light your rear end up room. And I thought, this teacher was a smart teacher, because I thought, well, she's kind of little. She can't hurt that much. She went and got the 8th grade football coach. Son, that brother right there had swung a baseball bat before. I got healed, met Jesus, the devil knocked out of me all in one whack. Why did they do that? We want you to hear things that are good for you. Now, hold on. If you're going to walk with God, you got to listen to God. Here's the first thing God says. You're worthy. You are worthy. Now, I'm going to say it again. You are worthy of God being with you. He wants to be in you. You know what the devil tells most of us? You've done too much wrong. You've done this wrong. You've not done this right. You're not worthy. Guess what God says? You are worthy of being saved. He said, Pastor Steve, you don't know what I've been into. You don't know how deep that cross goes. Here's how much I believe. I don't believe there's a sin out there that God can't restore. I've seen people on drugs get well. I've seen people that have been sexually messed up become sexually straight up. I've seen this stuff. It's why I get in trouble. Listen to God. He wants to save you. Amen. Now, if you're going to walk with God, you got to do the second thing. After you hear what He says, you got to act upon what He said. See, I believe, Paul, don't you believe that Enoch walked with God because he did what he said? And I think Enoch probably knew how to be a good father because he knew how to listen to the ultimate father. Come on, how many of y'all are parents? You all know this moment. It's a rare moment. Mr. Miller, have you ever had your child actually listen to you? Yeah, okay, those couple of times. What did that make you feel like? Were you a happy father? How many of y'all have had that happen before? When you looked at your child, how many of y'all have ever had this happen? Would you please take out the trash And they just walked. They what? And they didn't say, come on, Harold. They didn't what? Now, I'm talking, this is rare. It's usually around Christmas this happens. And I'm not saying there'd be any hidden agendas. And they get the trash and they go take it out and they fulfill the chores. How many of y'all have ever had that happen at least one time? How'd you feel as a parent? Okay, hold on. How do you think God feels when we listen to Him? He made you and He loves you and He listens to you. Enoch knew this. He just walked with God. And let me tell you what. The more you walk with God, the closer you get to heaven. So there's three things I want us to practice in this new school year. We got to listen to God. I want you to hear what He's saying about you. You are worthy of His salvation no matter where you've been. Number two, we got to act upon what He says do. Parents, God tells you to raise your children. Now, I love y'all, and I'm glad you're here. If you wanted to go to a soft church, you wouldn't be here. Young men and women, I'm going to push you. I'm going to love you. You're going to get mad at me. You're going to spit nails. Raise those children. Daddy, spend time with it. You are not going to be on the pro golf circuit. I've seen a lot of y'all play. But you better get your child reared up. They won't understand that on the internet. That's a Kentucky term. Reared up. You got to rear them up. Rear them. Raise them. How many of y'all believe children that are raised act a whole lot better than children not raised? Parents, guess what you got to tell them sometime? No! And they're going to kick up all matter of hell. That's the demons leaving them. They got demons. How many of y'all ever had children with demons? You tell them no, what do they do? You just go in the name of Jesus. I want to speak to my child and not you. Dig through there and get them. Amen. You got to say no. Now watch this. If your children don't fight you a little bit when you say no, they don't have any passion. And if you give in to them, you don't have any parenting skills. You say, Pastor, you don't understand. They wear me out. They're supposed to. How many of y'all thought you were going to raise children and be happy? There's a lie. Now hold on, because I'm showing you something. Nowhere in here did it say Enoch was happy. He was faithful. And this is what I wanted to give you all today. We've replaced happy with faithful. See, watch this. I can't say that Elizabeth Ayers and I have always been happy together. Now, she'd probably tell you she is, but no, she wouldn't. She really wouldn't. Really wouldn't at times. But guess what we can say? We've been faithful. But let me tell you, that has nothing to do with us. Here's what I figure. If God can be faithful to a sinner like me and redeem me and position me to heaven, then I can be faithful to my fellow man. Does that make sense? I can be faithful. And guess what the world needs? Some of us that'll hear God. And I want you to hear that you're worthy. Number two, you got to act upon it. You got to begin to do what God tells you to do. Amen. Let's go make a difference in the public schools. Let's go make a difference in the private schools. You can homeschool if you want, but guess what? You can't hide. The world's coming. The world's here. You're in the world. How many of y'all glad to know that Jesus didn't run when things got tough? How many of y'all glad to know that when Jesus was in a bar, he wasn't scared? Pastor Harris, that's blasphemous. Y'all ought to go to Bible study and you'll learn a lot of things about Jesus. He was accused of being a wine bibber. You don't get that rap by hanging out at your local Christian radio station. You get that rap by Jesus said, I'm going to walk in the public among all people because I've made all people and all of them are worthy. And James, you've heard this 1,000 times, young man. If we don't quit, we'll be able to what? Win. I want you to say it like that. I'm going to pollute some of our young people's minds. Are you all right with this? Winning is expected by God. Because Jesus won. Jesus didn't compete. He won.
Anybody glad about that? Let me show you how he wins. You walk with God. You listen to what he's got to say. You walk with God. You act upon what God's got to say. And one day, guess what happened to Enoch? He just walking with God. He got so close to God. All together, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. May the same be said about you. How many of y'all want to become like Enoch? That's what I just, at the end of this whole ride called life, I want him to say, heirs, he walked with God, then God took him away. Tommy Cox, aren't you glad that can be said about you, compliments of Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Don't tell me God won't save real men. Mr. Cox will whip most of you in here. Amen? How many of y'all can have that said about you? I lived with Jesus. Jesus lived in me. Jesus saved me of my sin. I took my last breath, and it was my first step into the heaven that Jesus has made for me. How many of you know that is a reality? Not a theory. Not a proposition. Not a concept. An absolute fact. I'm going with Enoch. Amen? So if you're going to have children, this is just a sideline truth, by the way. If you're going to have children, I'd walk with God. You know what it's apparently, brother. Amen? And get what? Enoch apparently had a lot of children because he got so close to God that one day, guess what happened? I believe it went down like this. Enoch, God out there talking, Enoch going, God, you know what? You know my 44th son? What are we going to do about him? Well, Enoch, I tell you what. You've hung out here about 365 years. Enoch, you've been faithful. You pleased me. I love you, Enoch. But Enoch, you've loved me. And you pleased your Father who art in heaven. Come on, Enoch. Enoch, let's just come on to the house. Now, how many of y'all going to the house this morning? You see, I'm going to preach just a little bit. How many of y'all heading on to the house? You see, every day I get up, it's just another step to the house. And guess what I know? One day my cassette tape is going to run out. And guess what I want to hear? Heirs, heirs, close your mouth. I'm done with your mouth. You've told them about me. You've preached to them. You've loved them. But none of that mattered. You have had faith and walked with me. Let's go to the house. That's where we're headed in Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of y'all glad to know? There's a lot of you here heading to the house. Amen. So don't get too worried down here. This place ain't going to hold up. Amen. I mean, they tell us we're running out of oil. You won't need that at the house. How many of y'all glad to know you ain't got to go to one gas station in heaven? I believe in heaven, God's going to bring back things like they ought to be. There'll be no more compact four-cylinder cars. They'll all be V8 Chevrolets. Big muscle cars like the world should have been. Gas will be for free in heaven. Won't be any gas. May just get to float. What do you think? Or maybe like that old Bewitched show where you just go ding ding and be at somebody's house. I don't know. Here's what I'm telling you. Heaven's not like it is here. Amen? And so we got to walk with God while we're here. Amen? Now guess what? We got people here today that need to get saved. Y'all okay with that? So guess what? We're going to anchor down at this altar. There's some important things we got to do today. Did y'all get this today? Everybody get this message? Enoch walked by God. Now go to Hebrews chapter 11, and here's what you're going to say. Here's what you're going to see about Enoch. Here's what he did. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life. What took him from this life? Faith. So that he did not have to die a death. How many of y'all glad to know? Hey, Junior, since I picked on you, I'm going to finish up with you. Junior, you and I aren't going to die. What do you think about that? I mean, we're really not. Now, bodies are going to shut down. But we're just going to step on into heaven. Y'all understand that? I want you to understand death of the believer. Now, here's what else I want you to understand. A non-believer, not only are they going to die, but they're going to perish. Well, I know what some of y'all are going to do. Well, Pastor Steve, I'm a good person. Well, good. You get to go to good hell. You sit right down there in good hell and y'all be polite to one another. That'd be hell for me anyway. You don't sit there and lie. Everybody can go be politically correct. You can go to politically correct hell. There's one way to heaven. You may disagree with that, but let me help you. You're wrong. And you don't have anything to stand on. And I don't care how you feel, and I don't care what you think, and I don't care what you put together. Because Enoch lived for 365 years. That's longer than we're going to live. And guess what he found out? That by faith, walking with God is the only thing that counts. So guess what Jesus did? He came so you could be another Enoch. Because here's what we got to realize. Man, I can't be faithful. So guess what Jesus said? I'll save you. What do you think about that, bro? I don't know why people go to hell. Do you? Here's the message. Jesus said, we've all sinned. How many of y'all are aware that you've sinned? Let me help you. All those of you who are just so good. You say, well, I'm a good person. Great. That means you've kept the Ten Commandments. Now, how good are you? If you tell me you kept the Ten Commandments, you're a liar. And it said, don't lie. Some of you go, well, I ain't never had sex with another person. Yeah, but you thought about it. You know what Jesus said? If you think it in your mind, it's what? Yeah, y'all better find out how the judge thinks before you go before the judge. How many of y'all have worshiped God and Him alone always? If you're a UK fan, you can't say yes to that. Huh? How many of y'all have never coveted? Come on. How many of y'all even coveted in the parking lot this morning? Did anybody walking in the parking lot, did any of y'all see somebody and go, how do they get to drive a car like that? Two reasons. They're either in a bunch of debt or they worked real hard. Don't covet. How many of y'all ever think, how many of y'all have ever done this? Well, their marriage must be wonderful. Well, how do you know? You go home with them. You ever seen them behind closed doors? Let me let you in on a clue. I've found that most people that try to be so lovey-dovey in public, that's because they're not. You know all these people, oh, hi, honey, hi, and they get to home, bang, kung fu fighting. You know what I find? People are real. They walk with God. Now, let me tell you about walking with God. God will walk through the briar patch with you. Listen to Him. And God will walk in the mud with you and pull you out. John Paul, seen God go through the pig lot and bring their children back to the house. You and I got a God that isn't scared to walk anywhere. Amen. And so today, why don't you let Him in your life? If you've never asked Jesus Christ in your life, it's the most important decision you'll ever make. Because when you die, guess what? Nothing else going to count. Some of you are going to go, well, Pastor, if you don't know, I got a lot of money. How are you going to impress God? Some of you are going to go, well, I'll tell you what, I got a big bank account. God's going to say, I paved the roads with your alls or what used to be the standard of your economy. Now the standard of our economy is fantasy.
Yeah.
We just print money. As long as everybody's what? Happy for the day. Then we've survived another 24 hours. You know what God says? I want to secure you a house in heaven. Now walk. Listen to God. Act upon what He says. And expect God to come through. Here's what you got to do. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? Sins. You're not going to save yourself. God will save you though. Second thing is this. Lord Jesus, come into my life. What's Jesus going to say if He asks you? If He really calls you and says, hey, I want you to ask me into your life. And you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. What's Jesus going to say? Nah, not you. You're going to be changed. Carrie, I like your line. Jesus looks good on people. Richard, Jesus looks good on you. Jesus looks better in me than I look in me. Amen? Because let me clue you into this. A lot of people miss this in the Scripture. Enoch was no more. Pastor Mark, when we become no more, God can become everything. We need some faithful followers in the 21st century. We don't need bumper stickers. We don't need T-shirts.
We don't need amen and hallelujah. We need some people like Enoch that just walk it out in a real way and let people know Jesus saves. What do you think, guys? Talk to me. What do you think? Harvey, what do you think? You got baptized. I'm glad you did. Amen. We didn't know you was going to get a cool haircut and a little scare. But I'm glad you got baptized, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You could have sat there and gone, well, Pastor Steve, I'm a good boy.
Not good enough.
Good. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I mean, you're a good man. You're honest, fair, upright. You know, might have cussed at a Warren Central ball game every once in a while. I have too. So, I mean, you got to understand that. Is that true? I love visitors. They go, you mean the preacher admits that he cusses? What do you want me to do, lie to you? Does that make me a better person? Here's how crazy you religious people are. You all think a lie is better than the truth. If y'all read the Bible, you all find out how messed up you all are. The Bible said the truth will set you free, and lying will send you to hell. So here's the truth. God wants to save all y'all. Got to fess up. Here's the penalty. God's going to take your sin to the what? Cross. It's going to wash you up, clean you forever, connect you to heaven.
I don't know about y'all. It sounds like a good deal. What do you think? Some of you are going to go, well, that sounds too simple for me.
Really?
This week it was really hot. You know what I liked? Cold water. Pretty simple.
No, come on.
Pretty simple.
You know, sometimes what will straighten my life up? Elizabeth Ayers, with that little sweet voice, when she says, you can't quit, even though you feel like it. All right. Pretty simple. Huh? Pretty simple. Let's stand. I want us to come pray for our kids today. We start at 8 o'clock praying for these kids, teachers, school, life. But please, church, I want everybody, come on, let's focus right now and let God have His way. Lord Jesus, You know who needs to be saved this morning. You know we all need to walk with You. God, open our ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church right now. Three words, Lord. I ask in the name of Jesus that we could hear You. Clearly, beyond all the rhetoric and clutter of this world. God, I ask now we'd come to the altar and act upon what You've called us to do. And God, I pray that we would expect You to do great things in our lives. So restore us, heal us, pull us together. Now, any person, listen, any human being, this is going to happen today. Y'all going to bear witness to new life. You ready? This is cool. Why don't you cry out to God and say, Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. I know that. And so today, Jesus, I'm asking You to come into my life and I'm asking You to forgive my sin. All of it, Lord. And I want to be a new person. I believe You died on the cross and You've risen from the grave. And Jesus, I'm trusting You to save me. He'll do it. If you've never done that, if you've never been baptized, it's time to come and be baptized. Let's walk with God right now. Amen. Y'all are beautiful. Come on, church. The blessing is Jesus, and He loves every one of you, and He's never going to let go of you. So let's open this altar. Let's pray for our children in this church. Pray for every one of them. Pray that you grow. Pray that you learn. And pray that God bless us this moment. Come on, the altar's open. You don't have to wait for Keith to start singing. Come on, God's calling people to pray. Let's really see change. Come and pray for these schools, these folks, these marriages. Walk with God. Walk with God. Walk with God. Come on. Come on, church.